turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long.
Adam Sandler.
I think that's all we got.
He never disappoints. And you know, a couple of weeks late. Well, no, actually, his Hanukkah song is due anytime now as well. Another holiday classic. Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Kreitlow, along with Kirk Bankstead and Sarah Yacoub, who taught me something today, that the Dunning-Kruger effect is a psychological phenomenon of illusory superiority, stating that people with a low ability at a task overestimate their own ability, and people with high abilities at a task underestimate their own. So take that to your Thanksgiving dinner and bring that one on your crazy uncle when you're talking about whether the Dunning-Kruger effect might apply to certain politicians who are thankfully no longer in office, Sarah. and if that doesn't work, then you leave Thanksgiving dinner, and the next day you take part in Black Friday shopping. And Sarah, being over on the western edge of the state, is here to tell us that the Hudson River Falls area is like, you know, that's where you should go do your Christmas shopping and your dining. And apparently Hollywood is starting to take notice.
Yes. So when I moved from California, I thought Hollywood would stay there. Evidently not. It took 7 years, but okay. But for all you hopeless romantics out there, we have two movies that have taken place in Hudson. They're quite fun. One is Christmas Lovers Anonymous, and one is A Christmas Wish in Hudson. So after you get your warm feelings of hopeless romanticism, you can come to Hudson and check out some really neat shops. We've got the Reagan's Rock Shop on 2nd Street. So for you fellow agate hunters out there, they have a wonderful collection of very cool rocks. We've got the Bricks Neapolitan Pizzeria right across the street. We've got a wonderful art gallery. The Purple Tree has a bunch of really neat, sustainable, fun gifts for the holidays. And there is no shortage of good food, whether it's agave or San Pedro's or Urban Olive and Vine. I invite you to come over to Hudson, and we're right on the St. Croix River. It's absolutely beautiful. So you can take lots of wonderful, fun pictures. And I believe our Christmas lights might already be up.
You have to promise then that when I finally come over and we can finally have a first lunch together, it's going to be at Agave, because that's run by a friend of a friend.
Ah.
So I'd really like to go support his business venture. And you know, we're going to need a road trip after the long holiday weekend, where, again, you know, those Thanksgiving dinners aren't always easy, Kirk. And, you know, the Reverend Bankstead has a sermon that he'd like to share with us on helping make sure that we have peace and harmony for Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was just, obviously, this is the time that you think about getting together with your family and potentially your friends as well. And I was like, man, there's so many issues that often happen between families, but everybody kind of puts those issues aside when they sit at the Thanksgiving table, and you generally say a prayer, holding hands around the table, and you just enjoy the presence of your family. And so I contrasted that with this week, where we've had the Rittenhouse stuff. We've had you know, the crazy Waukesha parade where this guy mowed down people, and then we had, you know, this Arbery trial that just concluded today. And I'm like, there's so much divisiveness happening right now, and compare that to the togetherness of Thanksgiving. And I've been accused of being divisive as well. I mean, I'm fighting hard on the progressive side, and sometimes I'll take that criticism. Sometimes I don't think about you know, how we can work together. And so the one thing I want to end with in my own thought here is the rhetoric of fear and hate is always going to divide, and the rhetoric of love and empathy will always unite. So if you're on the other side of the coin, if we lead with love, it doesn't matter if you disagree with me, because we can find a way to make common ground and make things better. And so I think hopefully we can all kind of think about how Thanksgiving can be longer than Thanksgiving when we're trying to deal with the issues of the day and really trying to fix a lot of the tough stuff that's happening in the world right now.
Well, and if you think about, you know, the different partisan sides of the spectrum, it's different policy perspectives. And we need those different policy perspectives to be well-rounded and to solve complex problems. So because we have different priorities or different ways of looking at a problem doesn't make us bad or weaker or enemies. It actually makes us stronger. So finding that common ground, rooting in that love of our community and our love of our families, we can really make some strides forward.
I can't add on that. Very well said by both of you. Thank you both so much. Hope you both have a good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, with that, it's time for us to go. So thank you, Kirk and Sarah. Thank you to John Tracy and Hans Breitenmoser for joining us. Thank you for joining us at the cabin. Travel safe wherever you're heading this Thanksgiving weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Lord, I say, Lord, 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 won't you let me die?